That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Furniture, home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Furniture, home, the best of luck to the Pirates. You're listening to the WLW Sports presentation of Harbor Beach at Sandusky in men's basketball of the Michigan High School Athletic Association season finale for Harbor Beach. One more game for Sandusky. And right now it's time for the Crystal Ball Forecast, presented by Clark Ramsey Productions. Transform your business with a media project by the hands of Clark Ramsey Productions. Well, the predictions, Clark Ramsey, yours truly, leads this broadcast season at 6-4. And I'm on a two-game win streak, mind you.
Yeah, you know, I really handed it to you on a silver platter, you know. I really gave that one away.
Even though I went on a limb. I will give you that one. What really messed you up was the beginning of this win streak was the North Huron Owen Gage game, which I will credit you. That was the wackiest broadcast of my career. It was a tight game. Both teams led in double digits, and all of a sudden it came out and North Huron trailing the whole game, won by 14. You said 19. That was
I was within how many? Yeah. But, yeah. You know, no guts, no glory, as they say, right?
Yeah, that's something.
Okay, sir. Go first. Go first.
You know, I really should do some thinking before I do all this. I write all the scripts, and I don't even think of an idea. I'm going to say Harbor Beach by 8.
Okay, I'm thinking here, and I'm going to say Harbor Beach by 7.
Oh.
Either way.
All right. Well, Las Vegas is Harbor Beach favored by 7.5 points. So, for all those illegally betting on high school basketball, you might want to find a hobby.
And don't listen to us.
Well, here's an interesting score update. At the end of the first quarter, Bad X trails Ubley 20-18.
Not unusual. Not unusual.
Well, Tom Jones over here. It's time for one more.
I like that.
it's only taking the whole season to think of it. Well, it's time for one more quick break, and when we return, we'll have your starting lineups on the WLW Sports Network, your Harwood home for high school hoops.
From the premier truck dealer of the thumb, Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Just when we thought last month's deals couldn't get any better, the Graf family has done it again. Right now, if you qualify for GM employee pricing, you can save $13,500 on select 2014 Silverados.
$13,500 off on a new pickup means you get a lot of truck for the money, like a 2014 Silverado Crew Cab with the All-Star Edition package, four-wheel drive, loaded for only $30,350. That's over 30% off the sticker price.
But you better hurry for the best selection. With the GM discount, package savings, trade assistance, and owner loyalty cash, the savings add up to $13,500, and that means their 2014 Silverado inventory won't last long.
With a great Graf deal like this, why would you go anywhere else than Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the thumb? Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Your Harvard home for high school hoops, the WLAW Sports Network. We're listening. We have the national anthem in the books. We're finding out our starting lineups for both squads right now. For Sandusky, the junior, number 11, Danny Hale, also a junior, Joe Stone, he's number 12. Brandon Potter, also a junior, number 22. Josh DeCam, number 45, another junior, and the only senior starting for Sandusky, number 33. The quarterback for the football squad as well, Jacob Lisecki. For Harbor Beach, number 10, Josh Shelke. Number 12, Devin Lemansky. Number 23, Austin Seltz. Number 40, Cody Seaman. And number 50, Dalton Ovi. John Mooney, final thoughts before we start here.
Should be a dandy. Everyone's just all prepped up and ready to go. Sandusky is just finishing up their introductions right now. Harbor Beach is huddling up. Let's get it on. Let's just get things going.
Marvin Gaye over here. How many references are you going to make tonight?
Well, there is one that I probably won't mention, but we should mention during districts. You know what it is. I'm proud.
I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. It's, of course, Myrtle Haggard over here as well. We'd like to wish a happy birthday to Al Kleinert of Harbor Beach. It's his 61st birthday tonight. Happy birthday, Al Kleinert. Well, Sandusky's coming out in their home white jerseys. Beautiful numbers on those from a broadcast standpoint. Black letters with a red outline and a black and red and white design along the shorts on the sides. Harbor Beach in their away black uniforms, orange and white striping on the sides with black lettering and numbers within white outline. Tipping off for Harbor Beach will be Dalton Oki, the transfer from Sandusky High School. And for Sandusky would be number 22, Brandon Potter. We have a little bit of debris on the field. And your World Cup match will begin shortly after. 8 minutes around the clock. Harbor Beach moving right to left across your radio. Sandusky left to right. Dalton Oki wins the tip. And it's into the hands of Josh Shelke right atop the Al DeMont Court emblem on the floor. Josh Shelke, right to left across your radio, setting up the offense over to Devin Lemansky to the right wing. Back up to the top. Shelke dribbles over to Cody Seaman. Dribbles into the elbow, out to Austin Seltz, left wing. Seaman at the top of the key. Dribbles into the free throw line, pulls up for the mid-range jump shot, no good. And rebound goes to Brandon Potter of Sandusky. Into the corner to Lisecki. Dribbling back up to the wing to reset the offense. 7.5 to play in the first. No score yet. Potter, right wing against Lemansky. Over two to Cam, left wing.
Harbor Beach in their man-to-man defense also, Clark.
Danny Hale, top of the key, swings it over to the left corner to DeCam. Trying to feed it into the post. They get into Potter. Goes up for the shot, and Cody Seaman elevates, and he comes down and is going to be charged with a foul. That'll be the first foul against Cody Seaman and the first team foul for Harbor Beach. And that sends Brandon Potter to the line for two shots. 7-9 left in the first. And we have our first point scored from the charity stripe, Brandon Potter with one. 1-0 Harbor Beach trails Sandusky. Brandon Potter taking his time at the free throw line. The righty hits both of them, and it's 2-0 Sandusky. 7:09 left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach nearly threw it out of bounds, but they say it's going to be tipped by Potter. So Austin Seltz will inbound it right at midcourt on your far sideline.
Sandusky will utilize a full court pressure man-to-man and also zone defenses.
Harbor Beach gets it in to Josh Shelke on the near sideline. Cody Seaman at the top of the key. Over to Seltz, left wing, trying to feed it in to Oki. Nothing there. Shelke, right wing, dribbles into the paint, pulls up for the jump shot, and it's in for two. Tied at two, 2-2. Josh Shelke with two. It's Brandon Potter with the other two. Into the right corner to Lisecki. Top of the key to Hale. At the right elbow, drills into the paint. Nothing there, kicks it back out 2 to Cam for the long 18-footer for 2, and it's good. 4 to 2.